How to listen better during a planning meeting. This is subscriber-only content. This question comes from Emma from Germany. Emma asks, Oscar, I'm an engineering leader in an auto company. We have lots and lots of planning meetings. I sense I could be listening better during these planning meetings, especially keeping the team listening to each other. Thanks, Emma. It's a great question. I think one of the things I'd point out to you is you've noticed that as a leader, your role is not only for you to listen to the team, but to get the most out of the system is making sure that everybody listens to each other. With your team creating plans for the next implementation cycle, I'd invite you to consider how you can listen before, during, and after the meeting. Managers hear each participant, but leaders listen to the interaction of the entire group. And I'm going to provide this feedback in the context of before, during, and after. So here's before. The first one is to consider the impact of a location in a planning meeting and how congruent it is with the purpose of the planning meeting. In 2016, I was asked to facilitate a planning meeting with an executive team from a professional services organization. The theme of the meeting was innovation. And so I asked the executive, what location have you selected? Their response was, well, it'll be the same location we've used for the past 2 years. You see, Oscar, finance has secured an amazing price for our 5-year commitment. Being a little bit more curious, I asked, is the theme aligned to the location? Now, the theme and the location could have been very aligned, but it's unlikely that for the context of the third year in a row, they're going to exactly the same location, that the results will be innovative. I'm curious, what do you think? Should you go in year three or should you try something different if the theme was innovation? Back to your question, Emma. I think another listening signal you can send before the meeting is rather than set a typical agenda, put it together and send it out to the team. Consider just posing questions. You might choose to ask, compared to our last plan, what worked, compared to the last plan, what needed to be improved. How should we run the next planning meeting? Whom should we invite? I think, Emma, here you're co-creating the agenda for the meeting, and it sends a signal that you're listening to everyone ahead of time. This gets the team to think about the meeting before it happens. And then, as a result, it's their planning agenda, not yours. Who would have thought you could listen before a meeting? Let's move, Emma, to during the meeting. During the meeting, take into consideration where you're going to sit. Where you sit sends a signal to the room about your willingness to listen. Seat yourself as close as possible to the center of the room rather than at an end of a room. If you're doing this via video conference, you can effectively listen from any position, which is neat. One of the neat things about video conferences, it democratizes the meeting so much better. Now, to signal to the room during a video conference that you want to create an inclusive listening environment, turn on closed captioning or live transcripts in the software. This is a wonderful way to help people who aren't listening in their home language to have another chance to listen, and more importantly, to make sense of what's said. If you'd like to access the ultimate guide to listening during a video conference, visit oscartrimboli.com/video conference. That's oscartrimboli.com/video conference. Now, Emma, while we're still on listening during the meeting, here's a question I ask leaders I work with. how can you create an environment where everybody is comfortable to make a contribution, whether it's a video conference chat or maybe some kind of electronic poll, or maybe you're in a room with a sticky note or using the spoken word as a way to get contribution during the meeting. Be deliberate. Be deliberate, Emma, about how you listen to what the group has not yet said. This is probably the most important thing you can do as a leader listening during the meeting, is to listen to what hasn't been said. The 125-900 rule says we can speak at 125 words per minute, yet we can think it up to 900 words per minute. So the likelihood the first thing we say is what we mean, it's probably about 14%. So here's a few questions you can pose to the group, to the room, to explore what hasn't been said just a little bit further. The first one would be, tell me more. Or you could say, and what else? You could ask, what themes do you notice? Or you could ask, what themes aren't we discussing? During the meeting, explore and listen for external perspectives. Not everyone can attend your planning meeting, yet other perspectives need to be integrated during the meeting. Invite participants in the room to listen on behalf of different stakeholders. It might be a group that listens on behalf of finance or the shareholders. It might be a group that listens on behalf of the media or the regulators. Another group might listen on behalf of other departments or absent employees. You could also ask people to adopt the perspective of the customers and competitors. Your role as the leader in this context is to remind yourself and the participants for their perspective and integrate those external perspectives into the conversation. This really simple device not only increases engagement, it increases the listening of all the participants during the meeting. Because once they get bored listening from their own perspective, they'll quickly realize they need to listen from the perspective of somebody else that they've been delegated during the meeting. This is a powerful, simple and easy way to have the entire group engaged beyond their own perspective. As a side note, some leaders I work with just put an empty chair immediately opposite them or immediately next to them to represent an absent perspective. Move your own listening orientation, Emma, from dialogue between participants and notice the energy and the listening of all the participants in the room. When you listen in this aggregate way, you notice who has and who hasn't made a contribution. If you're looking to integrate a point of view from participants who haven't made a contribution, rather ask them to summarize or to synthesize. Ask the more reflective participants to recap what they heard rather than asking them for additional input. Finally, Emma, after the meeting, you may be thinking, Oscar, how do you listen after the meeting? Emma, the difference between hearing and listening is the action you take. And if you don't take action, you'll send a signal to everybody that you've heard them, but you haven't listened. It's critical for you to understand that after the meeting is just as important to listening as before and during the meeting. So here's a couple of questions you can self-reflect against at the end of the meeting. What was my question to statement ratio? I remember working with Rita on this really simple count of the number of questions that were posed during a planning meeting. Now, the ratio could vary, but it should be balanced. There should be more questions earlier on in the meeting, maybe fewer towards the end. But if you're looking for a starting point, 50-50. 50% questions, 50% statements. Another trick is to notice who in the participants are asking questions as well, because their question to statement ratio may be much higher in favor of statements than it is to questions. Ask yourself who participated and who didn't. Notice and reflect back on who made a contribution and make a point to speak to them about their contribution when you see them next. highlight how important their contribution was in the context of planning and how valuable it was, not only for you or for them, but also for the group. Actions. After the meeting is not the time for us to be thinking about our actions. Well-planned actions take place during the meeting. So the question to pose to yourself as a leader, how well did I as a leader capture and track the actions during the meeting? Did you capture and confirm the actions all the way along? Or did you wait to the end of the meeting? When you capture all the way along, you can confirm the actions that the owner of that action actually heard. This helps you to listen and confirm what they heard and make sure it's aligned to the action that was taken. Quite often, this is where the biggest mismatch in terms of listening takes place. Debriefing people outside of the meeting. Here's a question. How will you communicate the action plan to the stakeholders who weren't present, yet the plan has an implication for them? Now, you can do that individually yourself as a leader, Emma, or you could use the delegates and their perspective to communicate out to the wider business as well. So there you have it, Emma. How to listen better during a planning meeting. I'll be curious to see what you implement in your upcoming meeting. If you'd like to learn more about the online course, about how leaders listen in the 7 meetings that matter, you can email me, podcast@oscartrimboli.com. That's podcast@oscartrimboli.com. And we will send you the information about the online course around how to listen before, during, and after planning meetings, team meetings, review meetings, progress meetings, professional development, budget settings, and restructure meetings. Thanks for listening.